USDA's Ag Statistics Service issued their first crop estimate for the month of August, and it's showing now that peanut production in the nation will be down 43% from last year. The area for harvest is expected to be 1.06 million acres. That is down 34% from 2012. Based on the crop right now, it will average about 3,620 pounds per acre. That's down 572 pounds per acre from last year, which was a record 4,192. In Alabama, they'll be down about 41% based on their acreage, 219,000 acres last year, down to 128,000 acres this year. Their yield is also down, dropping from an average of 4,000 pounds per acre to 3,100 pounds per acre. Florida had 200,000 acres of peanuts last year, this year 140,000, and their yield has dropped 300 pounds to 3,600 pounds per acre. In Georgia, where about half the peanuts in the U.S. are produced, they dropped from 700,000 acres to 500,000 acres, and their yield will also drop. That's a 29% decline in acreage, and their yield will drop from 4,550 pounds per acre last year to 3,900 pounds per acre this year. That is a big decline, so nationwide, peanut production will be down about 43% this year. On corn production, forecast at 13.8 billion bushels. That's up 28% from last year. This will be a record for the U.S. if it's realized. Yields are expected to be 154 bushels per acre average yield. That's up 31 bushels from last year. That'll be the highest average yield since 2009. Soybean production is forecast at 3.26 billion bushels. That's up 8% from last year. This will be the third largest crop, and their yields will be about 42.6 bushels per acre. On cotton, down 25% from last year to 13.1 million 480-pound bales. Yields exposed to be about 813 pounds per harvested acre. That's down 74 pounds from last year. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.